Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Well, as we heard, ocean acidification is one of the looming threats marine scientists are racing to better understand. As seawater absorbs carbon dioxide, it changes the pH. And recent research indicates this acidification could come fastest in the Arctic Ocean. Oceanographer James Orr is with LSCE, the Lab for Sciences of Climate and the Environment in Paris. Dr. Orr, what's happening in the Arctic waters?
The Arctic is a special case because basically it's cold, so they're naturally more prone to acidification. So CO2 is a gas, and like all gases, it's more soluble in cold waters. It's not just the temperature. What sets off the Arctic from other areas is this freshwater input due to river runoff and due to sea ice melting also has an impact and actually aggravates the situation and makes it worse still.
So you've done some work looking at what might happen here in the pretty near future to the Arctic. What have you learned?
Within 10 years, it's expected that maybe 10% of the Arctic Ocean could become corrosive to shellfish mussels and clams. You hardly even need a model. You can just look at basic fundamental chemistry, and the waters actually will dissolve aragonite, which is an important form of shell material. That's 10% within 10 years, and as time goes on, as CO2 continues to increase, then it gets worse. At the end of the century, virtually the entire Arctic Ocean, as well as much of the Southern Ocean around Antarctica, has become corrosive to this aragonite material.
Again, that's the material that the animals depend upon to build their shells.
Exactly, that's the shell-forming material.
How does that compare to earlier projections on the rate of ocean acidification?
Well, the thing is, not many people have looked at the Arctic. And also, we have to say that ocean acidification as a research area is really just in its infancy. It's only about 5 years ago that many scientists really started looking at this in earnest.
And what are the implications if within 10 years we have some portion of the Arctic Ocean so acidic that it's actually corrosive to marine organisms that form shells?
Well, that's a really good question. We don't know exactly what will happen to marine organisms. Just as a purely chemist viewpoint, we could say, well, the material will dissolve. But some of these shelled organisms, such as the mollusks, the bivalves, the clams that are living on the bottom of the Arctic Ocean, are a very important food source, even for some marine mammals like walruses. They can eat 100 pounds of clams in a day, no problem. So if that food source would go away, we could expect that the walrus would have a more difficult time, given other threats at the same time, the retreat of the sea ice, and it's just an added pressure on the Arctic system and on those organisms, even marine mammals.
How important is the Arctic as a fishery when you think of us in that food chain?
Well, it would depend a bit on how you define the Arctic, but the Bering Sea is the richest fishery within the U.S., so it's quite important.
What can we do about ocean acidification? Once an ocean becomes acidic, is there any way to fix it, to go back?
No, there's no quick fix, unfortunately. The only solution is prevention. There are a lot of things that we can do to emit less CO2 and to try and maybe not emit it directly to the atmosphere, maybe to store it in geological reservoirs. But ultimately, we really have to try and limit the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere. If the CO2 goes up, you can't help but have the acidity of the ocean going up along with it. It's in lockstep.
Oceanographer Dr. James Orr talking to us about his work on the Arctic Ocean. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.
Just ahead, a clean sweep of chemical regulations. Keep listening to Living on Earth.